the Justice Minister says he isn't happy about an international organisation getting involved in our cannabis referendum. Now, the group called Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or SAM for short, is fighting legal cannabis in the US and has set up a branch here. Bob McCroskery from Family First says they've been drawing on SAM's experience but haven't taken any money.
We haven't received 1 cent from SAM. We won't receive 1 cent from SAM. Basically, we've gone to SAM because they are dealing with, half of the states in the US wanting to legalise, and they're researching, they're advocating on it, and we want their expertise, their insight and their research.
All right. Andrew Little is the Justice Minister. He's with us now. Minister, hello.
Good afternoon, Heather.
What is your concern here?
Look, I think that this is an electoral process for New Zealanders and for New Zealand voters. We don't need the influence of big American organisations, even if they are invited in by Family First, to do that. This is a debate for New Zealanders, so they can make a decision about what they want to do about the future of cannabis.
So you don't want locally based organisations to take advice from offshore based organisations?
We had this debate actually over some of the arms legislation. We had the NRA trying to infiltrate the way and influence stuff. We don't want that. We don't want the big sort of propagandist American influences here. This is a decision for New Zealanders to make. All the information they need is available to them on the referendums.govt.nz website. There needs to be a good public debate, but it is a debate between New Zealand voters so they can make their decision about what they want to do in relation to cannabis.
What do you consider influence?
Look, anybody that comes from the outside who doesn't have a stake in the future of New Zealand and its people and wants to engage in propaganda, support others to engage or to utilise their propaganda, even if the front of it is Family First or Bob McCroskey, that is influence, and it's overseas influence, and we shouldn't have it in our electoral system.
Minister, calling it propaganda is pretty inflammatory. I mean, is it not absolutely fair that locally based organisations can take advice from international organisations who've been through the same process?
I don't use propaganda in any sort of pejorative way, but you know, the Drug Foundation is running their propaganda campaign as well. They're campaigning for the Yes Vote. That is propaganda in any sort of technical sense. What I think looks dodgy is, even if it is a New Zealand organisation, Family First, calling on a big American organisation to provide their kind of messaging and their resources. So they say they're not getting funding. They're using their kind of intellectual property, their tactics, their campaigning style to try to influence New Zealanders. We don't need the American style influence in New Zealand.
Do you have the same concerns about the Drug Foundation?
As far as I'm aware, they're not using overseas influences.
Well, they're using, but they are drawing on international researchers and regularly using what they've got to say.
I'm not aware that they're using any overseas organisation to help them with campaign styles, tactics, and that sort of thing. I mean, we started seeing their advertising, New Zealand generated advertising, so that's that.
Minister Urias, I mean, look, with due respect, this sounds incredibly weak, right, to argue that you have a problem with the locally based organisation taking advice and style tips from another organisation overseas.
As I understand it, it's not advice. They are using material, they're using the messaging, they're using the tactics.
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, New Zealanders have the ability to make up their own minds.
Because this is a decision for New Zealanders. If Family First wants to let SAM effectively run their campaign, then we surrender ourselves to all sorts of overseas interests.
Do you know that they are deferring to SAM to such an extent that SAM is running the campaign here?
I've seen the same public information that no doubt everybody else has seen, and that's as I understand it.
I think that you're jumping to conclusions there, don't you think?
I'm
drawing a long bow.
I've seen the information that I've seen. I've seen the guy from SAM fronting up saying we are talking about what they're supplying in terms of their material, being supported by New Zealand First to run a SAM campaign. New Zealand First has become the facilitator for an American organisation to have a New Zealand branch. It is an American campaign helped and assisted by Family First. That's what's happening.